Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. This is our Easter celebration. It's April 4th, and today, the good news is Christ has risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. So this will complete our journey with Mary Alice Mulligan and her Lenten devotional, Go to Jerusalem. We have brought the monks in for our final episode. We've got the surf and sea candle, and we've got the chamomile and rooibos tea today. We'll begin with the scripture reading, which is the story of the resurrection from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Chapter 20 of John, verses 1 through 18. Hear these words of truth, universal and eternal. Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb to see. The other disciple outran Peter and got there first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying to the side. Then the other disciple also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they hadn't realized that the scripture said he would rise from the dead. Then they went home. Now Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head and foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She glanced over her shoulder and saw someone standing behind her. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned toward him and exclaimed, "Teacher." "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message. Our comments from Mary Alice Mulligan for this Easter Sunday. On this spectacular day, we rightly set aside time to spend in private devotion. Each of us wants to experience the resurrected Christ personally, which is good. We yearn to encounter Jesus in our own garden, or kitchen, or devotional chair. But our risen Savior always sends us into community. So no wonder we discover the presence of the risen Savior best among gathered Easter worshipers. As resurrection hymns flood our being and the scent of lilies transports us to His morning garden. For many, the Easter service is the most glorious worship of the entire year. The whole congregation proclaims, "Death is defeated. God's love wins." Together we are most likely to sense the living Christ, to hear our Savior call our name. Even if we worship online, the power of the Holy Spirit moves among us and makes us church together. On this holy day, we realize our Lenten journey does not end in Jerusalem, but here, right here, in the spiritual presence of the living Christ. Our poem today is a very special poem for Mary Oliver, and we're going to dedicate our Easter poem to Lois Sylvanik, who is being baptized today at the Vine Street Christian Church. 92 years strong, and she is renewing her faith and being lifted into new life by Christ Himself today. I once had a member of our congregation tell me that the day she came to church and my mom was here and sitting next to her, she felt like God had dropped an angel from heaven right next to her. And she tells that story to me often. Well, today's poem is called Angels by Mary Oliver, and I'll read it twice. This is for Lois. You might see an angel anytime and anywhere. Of course, you have to open your eyes to a kind of second level, but it's not really hard. The whole business of what's reality and what isn't has never been solved and probably never will be. So I don't care to be too definite about anything. I have a lot of edges called perhaps, and almost nothing you can call certainty. For myself, but not for other people. That's a place you just can't get into, not entirely anyway, other people's heads. I'll just leave you with this. I don't care how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. It's enough to know that for some people, they exist and that they dance. Angels by Mary Oliver. You might see an angel any time and anywhere. Of course, you have to open your eyes to a kind of second level, but it's not really hard. The whole business of what's reality and what isn't has never been solved and probably never will be. So I don't care to be too definite about anything. I have a lot of edges called perhaps, and almost nothing you can call certainty. For myself, but not for other people. That's a place you just can't get into. Not entirely anyway, other people's heads. I'll just leave you with this. I don't care how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. It's enough to know that for some people, they exist and that they dance. Love you, Mom. Let us pray. Glorious risen Christ, thank you for loving humanity no matter what. And thank you, Almighty God, for displaying the victory of your grace in the resurrected presence of Christ. Now help me receive that presence in my life, today and always. Amen. Just a reminder, tomorrow we're beginning a 7-day retreat with Thomas Merton. And the introduction will be released this evening and be sent out. So you'll have an introduction to the retreat tonight, and we'll begin tomorrow 2 sessions each day. I encourage you to take a retreat, even if it's an audio retreat, and give yourself a chance to experience fully the spiritual presence of the resurrected Christ. Alleluia.